for I'm here for 2 weeks, then I'm gone. Kathy, I may never come back, remember that.
He was a Hollywood heartthrob in the 1950s. If the first major movie Tab Hunter appeared in, Battle Cry put him on the map, the musical Damn Yankees made him a star.
That's the longest ball I ever saw in my life.
Okay, you win. Get a uniform.
You mean it?
I mean it.
Wow, I mean it! Oh, man, oh, man! Hey, Mr. Applegate, how could I ever thank you?
I'll find some way.
Hunter was a big screen hit and soon also scored in the record charts as a singer with some songs which knocked Elvis out of the top slot. But the young performer had a secret, a big secret. He was gay, a career breaker if it had become public in the 1950s.
That was the Hollywood life and then my reality life.
But Hunter was able to keep his career and private life separate for decades.
I lived my life the way I wanted to live my life, by all means. Absolutely. I had to go to work because I was under contract. I'd go to work. I've never been a flamboyant, in-your-face type of an individual. That is not me. I wasn't brought up like that. It's just not part of my persona. My job was my job. I did that to the best of my abilities. I was very private about my life.
Hunter lived in Montecito for years with his husband, Alan Glazer. A decade ago, at Glazer's urging, Hunter officially came out in a book which turned into a bestseller called Tab Hunter Confidential.
Alan was the one who came up to me and said, you know, someone's going to be writing a book on you, and I think you should write your own book. I said, well, who the hell would want to read a book on me? He said, you'd be surprised. So I thought, okay. I thought, you know, get it from the horse's mouth and not from some horse's ass after I'm dead and gone, because people love to put a spin on your life that never knew you. You know, what have I got to hide? This is my journey. This is a trip. If you get it, fine. If you don't, that's your choice.
It led to a documentary produced by Glazer and directed by Jeffrey Schwartz, also called Tab Hunter Confidential.
I wasn't excited at all about doing the documentary, but Alan talked me into it. So I did the book, and, you know, then I thought, okay, let Sleeping Dogs Lie. But then Alan said, no, I want to do this as a documentary because we're going to be able to show some of the early Hollywood stuff and things that people don't know about. It was a whole different ballgame. Finally thought, oh, what the heck, okay.
Hunter called it a chance to tell his story his way. It included some major Hollywood names from Robert Wagner to Clint Eastwood.
I think it's my journey. The journey, the early years, the Hollywood years, the golden years. We are all on a journey. Make it the best journey you possibly can, mentally, physically, and number one, spiritually. Like Geraldine Page once told me, people don't get your message, that's their problem, not yours. And I said, whoa, I like that. I'm going to apply that to my life, and furthermore, I pass that on to everyone I meet.
Hunter says that while some things in show business have changed for the better, there are still limits. He says even if he was a young movie heartthrob today like he was a half century ago, Hollywood would still be biased if he was openly gay.
It's still the same today in Hollywood. You don't see any leading men who were out there, so to speak. It's just a different ballgame. I can't think of one leading man in motion pictures that is an out-and-out gay individual.
Hunter was frequently seen around the South Coast. In 2017, he visited San Marcos High School in Goleta for a rehearsal of their production of Damn Yankees and passed along some tips to the cast. Hunter died Monday from a blood clot which led to a fatal heart attack. He was 86. In fact, yesterday would have been his 87th birthday. Memorial service plans haven't been announced yet. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.